Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
So, in my humble opinion, there are two stars of this next segment. Number one, Kathy Romano, who does all the research and work and puts it in a nice package for you to get out and experience these things with your friends and families. And then there's Kyle McCarty, who does the jingles, the songs for us. And they're just genius. And we kicked around, do we contact Kyle? Do we get a new song? Do we requisition one from him? Because it takes a lot of work to do what he does.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? We love last year so much that we can't just let that be 1 year and done. We got to roll with this one
again. I agree.
Because it is just fantastic. Yeah. So as we head into the activities list, take it away, Kyle.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year. Maybe potato latkes, so fun things were quasi, or even a mix of them both. Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes. I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm supposed to be telling you all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
Kyle, the man with the song to lead us into it. So, Kathy, what you got for us this year? Ooh,
so, you know what? Somebody asked me the other day, why do you do this list? And I started years ago when Jace was little. And I remember as a kid, my parents always taking us to do things during the holidays, whether it was in the fall going to farms or, you know, around Christmas time to see Santa, you know, doing breakfast with Santa. And that's something that I remember to this day. So it's just creating memories, and I really do find a lot of joy in doing it. So I make a list to share it with you so you can go out and do this. And really, like, people get so, you know, stressed out in the holidays. It is a way to just kind of just relax.
You can cut to the chase. A lot of times you feel, oh, my God, I let it get away from me. And yeah. I did. So here's, it's a whole list. And the list, I know Marissa's been working as far as the website, making everything is set to go. It's up currently?
I think it, if it is not up, it's going to be up in just a few seconds, probably before we're finished this segment.
Right.
It may even be up there right now. So let's get started.
All right, let's begin with this.
So I'm starting with something that's brand new to our area. It's called Tinseltown. You may have seen some of the advertisements, but it's a brand new dazzling outdoor holiday light experience, and they have light sculptures. It's made up of 1.2 million light
bulbs. Whoa! We've already bought our ticket.
To Tinseltown? Where is it?
Ready to go. It's in Oaks.
Yep, it's in Oaks. So it's right outside the Expo Center, and what I love about this is there's plenty of parking, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's big.
And it's set up sort of where you can stroll at your leisure. Mm-hmm. It's not like a pathway that you have to follow.
Right.
So if somebody in front of you is kind of lagging, you do it yourself. You can walk in any direction you want, and there's tons and tons of stuff.
Steve, it's where the Cirque du Soleil had set up.
Yeah, right there.
They built that
giant
area, so that's where it is.
That's exactly where it is.
And is it sort of a wander through and just look at the lights?
Just look at the lights. They also have a synthetic ice skating rink. They have Santa's workshop where you can take pictures with Santa, and my son says it was the real Santa.
So that's good.
And
he loves Oaks.
There's actually a really cute, naughty, and nice list. And so when we were there, I ran in really quick and I wrote Jace's name on the naughty side. So he walked in and he was like, what? And he walked right over. He crossed it out. He wrote my name underneath it. And then he put his name under the nice list.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And Gritty's going to be there on Thursday. So if you're a Flyers fan, you want to meet Gritty, he'll be out there on every Thursday night. And then they also have a pet friendly night, which is on Wednesdays. And Santa will take pictures with the kids and the pets. Just keep in mind, pictures with Santa, ice skating, and pictures with Gritty come at an additional cost.
All right, well, that's awesome. And the parking, too, I love.
I know. I'm all about parking. Yeah. Also, you can use the discount code Kathy20 for discounted tickets.
Right. Kathy20.
Got it.
Well, I'm definitely doing that one, Preston.
Yeah.
This is another one that I'm so excited about. Another brand new activity. You guys are familiar with Spring Mountain. It's a great beginner mountain for kids to learn to ski and snowboard. They have a great after school program. But new this year, they have a full-size outdoor ice skating rink.
I'm stoked. It's very close by where I live. I'm a regular at Spring Mountain, so I got a pair of ice skates. I'm heading over there, ma'am.
Yeah, so starting this weekend, they're opening the rink for skating lessons, public skate. They're going to do hockey games, team practices, and then they're going to do private rentals of the rink. So, you know, if you have a business or a large group and you want to rent the entire rink, that's up.
All right, question. So they're already opening this? I didn't know outdoor rinks could open this time of year. They must have a system that allows them to freeze it, opposed to just the weather.
I would imagine so. It's probably like the ones, you know, in Center City and...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They have a frosting unit. Well, that's cool. And this is the debut?
This is the debut. So they are opening. I think it's sort of like a soft opening, and then they're actually going to have an event on December 11th where it'll be Spring Mountain's first annual skating spectacular and tree lighting. You can go out to that. That starts at 3 o'clock. They're going to have some performances. They'll do a holiday tree lighting, and then Santa's going to skate on the ice skating rink.
Wow. I think I've only been out there once, and it is close. You should check it out.
It's great.
I mean, I absolutely love it. To teach Jace how to ski and snowboard, it has been a dream.
And they have ropes courses and zip lining in the summertime. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
And just to add, you guys know they have that beer truck at the base of the mountain. They're going to add another one over by the rink.
Wow. So you can grab a beer and go ice skating.
Right. Exactly.
All right, next.
So this is a BYOB holiday crafting activity. Union Street, Doylestown, has holiday workshops that are perfect to go for, like, a girl's night out or, you know, a friend's day. So they do coffee and cards every Saturday. And for $20, you'll craft a variety of holiday cards and gift tags. And you can bring your champagne and OJ, because it is BYOB.
Ah.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just why do you need OJ as a bun?
Well, because on Saturday mornings.
Gotcha.
So you can do mimosas on Saturday mornings. But Nick,
legendary football player,
to trick yourself into believing that you're just it's okay to drink early in the morning.
Right.
But Nick, Thursday nights are ladies' night, so you could just bring the champagne. You could skip the OJ, forget the mixer.
I'll be there then.
And so you're making your own Christmas cards.
Yeah. So you're making
a big thing.
You're making your own Christmas cards on Saturdays, Thursday nights, which I'm actually headed out there tonight. You'll make two gifts. One is a scented candle. The other is a peppermint or lavender exfoliating scrub. And then you'll personalize the gift. So you can, you know, you can keep it for yourself. Or if you want to personalize it, you can give it out to somebody.
It smells like jasmine.
Love that exfoliating scrub.
And you'll craft among festive decorations. She has holiday music playing in the studio, and it really gets you in the spirit. So,
I love it.
Yeah, that is number three.
Hey, can I ask how many are on this year's list?
10. There's a couple that maybe have like a sub activity under it. So 10 plus.
Submarines, I love them.
No. That's a whole different list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Submarines, yeah. Okay, so this is one where I actually have two under the holiday pop-up bars. So I chose two of my favorites. You know, this is like, this is popping up all over the place. Everybody's decorating their restaurants and their bars. So with over 5,000 feet of garland, thousands of lights, colorful ornaments, bows, stockings. There's a Santa Claus. There's an elf on the shelf hidden among the festive decor. This is at Craftsman's Row Saloon on Jewelers Row. This is absolutely, absolutely awesome.
I mean,
walk in and it's screaming holiday.
We're looking at a picture of it. It's off the charts.
Off the charts. And what I love about this is, so the owner is Vasiliki and her brother George, and they handcrafted all of these decorations as they hung up with their aunt, and she said her mother. Of their family. It was sort of like a family activity, and they made all of these decorations for the restaurant, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Do they have some Christmas specific drinks and drinks specials?
Oh, Steve,
hot cocoa?
No, Steve, you have to go. You have to see these milkshakes. So they do these milkshakes. They have like full size cookies
what
on
the
rim
hell?
Of the milkshake. They had one over Thanksgiving that had an entire piece of pumpkin pie on top of the milkshake.
You're holding two of them. These are insane.
They are absolutely insane. So they have the ugly sweater milkshake. Which includes gingerbread cookies, a Christmas tree peep, rock candy all on top of the milkshake. Getting Chippy With It is a milkshake that has full-size cookies on the
Getting
rim.
Chippy With It.
And then Ice Ice Baby is made with birthday cake ice cream, and it has edible snowballs and snowflakes on it.
Dude, that looks awesome.
This is like, and I was talking to V, the owner, and she was saying she feels bad for sometimes when families come in and like the parents don't know about the milkshake and the kids will see a milkshake go by. And she's like, you know, I don't want to push it on them, but like you can't let your kid leave here without one of these milkshakes.
No.
So that is Craftsman's Row Saloon. That's on Jewelers Row. And then the second bar is Blitzen the Bar. It's a vintage holiday-themed pop-up bar in Wilmington, Delaware. So it is only open for the holiday season, and they only serve alcohol, so no food. So this is for the adults, this okay. one. So the designer and creative director behind the concept, Dallas Shaw, says that she wanted there to be a story behind the decor. So it's not just Christmas decorations that she put up. When you go there, you're invited into Blitzen's den, and you'll see pictures of Blitzen. There's portraits of him around there. There's family photos. And my favorite part is that there's scandalous postcards between Blitzen and Mrs. Claus. They're having an affair.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So Blitzen was doing Mrs. Claus?
Blitzen and Mrs.
That's bestiality.
Yeah, but in the North Pole, I think that's okay.
Okay.
And if you follow along on their Instagram, there's like a whole story.
Oh, I bang my share of elves.
There's a whole story behind their Instagram post each year. It's a different type of story. So follow along on their Instagram because it's pretty funny.
Where did Blitzen fall in the hierarchy? Was Blitzen one of the leads?
Well,
he too busy banging Mrs. Claus?
No. I think there's a movie. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, Blitzen. It might have been Blitzen.
And he was like the, right? He
kind of, like second in command or something?
Like ran the show.
All right.
Was he the one that was in Rudolph that ran the reindeer games, or was that Donner?
It might have been, yeah.
I don't remember.
No. We won't let him join in any of our reindeer games, right, guys?
Yeah.
I'm a good role model.
So listen.
He's different. Kill him.
Some of their drinks include Resting Blitz Face, which is a pomegranate spritzer.
Oh, I like that.
And Big Elf Energy is a tequila drink, and they have all these festive cocktails there. And listen, if you want the Instagrammable holiday photo, this is where you have to go for it.
Let me ask you, so there's no food. Is there BYOF? Could you, or is that?
Well, you know what?
Do they have a food truck outside?
No, Mike is one of the, I think he's the manager that runs the place, and Mike owns a restaurant down the street from so, like, I think people go here, get, you know, have some cocktails, and then go get something to eat or, you know, swap it.
Pretty amazing.
I like the drink Blitzen Ass. I think that's a good one.
Blitzen Ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that on there?
No.
I don't know.
But wait, listen, I have to tell you guys this.
Hang on. What is that a riff on?
TNA joke.
Yeah.
Blitzen
T-N-A.
Ass.
T-N-A.
Blitz rhymes with
B and A.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's like blunt.
I got it.
Didn't catch that.
All right, so listen, I have to tell you this because I'm already putting in for my vacation time because I have to do a little research for next year's list.
Yes.
But Dallas actually is taking this idea. It's become so popular that she's going to do a pop-up holiday bar in Scranton, where she's from, and another one in Bermuda.
Wow. So I love Bermuda.
Hate that I have to go to Bermuda to check out the bar next year.
To me, Bermuda's like a tropical island.
Company will pay for that.
Yes, I'm sure they will. Mm-hmm. And last thing, just keep an eye out for details about a Christmas in July pop-up bar at Blitzen the Bar in Wilmington.
All right, excellent.
Another new one this year is the Visit Philadelphia Holiday Parade, which will feature floats representing Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Chinese New Year, and Christmas, with performances by local marching bands, cold air balloons, and your favorite holiday characters. Plus, they're saying much more in this parade, which will begin at 2nd and Market at 5 p.m. on December 4th, and it will conclude at City Hall. So what I've done on my list is just given you a reminder of what there is to do at City Hall. So if you want to go see the parade while you're down there, there's tons and tons of stuff to do. One of my favorite things to do is skate at the Rothman Ice Rink.
Excellent. Well, I failed to mention at the top, and I need to make sure we do this, that Kathy's Activities for 2021, sponsored by Acme Markets, fresh foods and local flavors. So we appreciate that.
Is there anything they can do?
No.
They sponsor our activities. They feed the destitute. They're wonderful.
Just real quick, Kathy. I love how City Hall looks this time of year.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And the way they light it up and the village around it, it's awesome. It's well worth a visit.
And Nick, that's what I say, is that I love going there to skate because you're like looking up at the gorgeous City Hall building. You're ice skating. So they do the Deck the Hall light show on the west facade of City Hall nightly.
Awesome.
There's also the Rothman Cabin, which is kind of like, you know, a rustic ski lodge that you can sit in. They have some food. They have drinks as well.
Cool.
And every Wednesday evening is cocktails and cold ones. It's a happy hour between 5 and 7. Thursdays, they have college night where students can skate for $2 with a valid college ID. You can stroll through or take a break in the winter garden. If it's not too cold, it's beautiful. There's areas for you to sit. And then there's over 40 local vendors in the holiday market, which is right there at City Hall. But across the street, you'll find another market. That's the Christmas Village. And that's Philadelphia's authentic open-air German Christmas market.
It's so good.
Yeah, lots to choose from. Over 100 vendors. They now have a carousel, a Ferris wheel, and a little train ride for kids. And there's also special wine and spirit tasting for the adults.
Isn't it amazing how much you despise driving around City Hall only to have a great time when you're there?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Getting there is like the, you know, that's the issue. But once you're there,
you have a blast.
It's awesome. And if you are going to the parade, there's all this stuff to do there. So make sure you take part in it.
Excellent.
So this next one is called Little GF Chefs, and it stands for Little Gluten-Free Chefs, and they offer amazing allergy-friendly baking kits. So over the past couple of months, I've become a little more aware of food allergies and what you know, these kids go through when they have a food allergy.
Right.
So Little GF Chefs gives those who suffer a food allergy the opportunity to take part in the traditional baking and decorating at home with zero worries. So the baking kits are free of most major allergies, which include gluten, dairy, soy, peanut, tree nut, sesame, and artificial dyes. So this baking season, she's including options that have a Christmas cookie, a gingerbread cookie, and a snowman cupcake. And while supplies last, the owner, Jerianne, says that the gingerbread house kit sells out pretty quickly. So if you have a kid with some food allergies and you want that gingerbread house, I would suggest getting it today.
My wife was baking Christmas cookies last night. It is such a cool, fun, you know, like Zen thing to do, and these look very creative.
By the way, we're about halfway through the list now, so if you would like to take a look at it when this is all said and done, you can go to PrestonandSteve.com. All of Kathy's activities are on there, brought to you by Acme Markets, of course. Ready for the next one?
By the way, Little GF Chefs, the stuff tastes good. You know, a lot of times when you get these, like, gluten-free stuff, or, you know, you have to pull things out of it.
Actually, when it comes to desserts, I sometimes prefer the gluten-free option. I think they taste better, believe it or not.
Yeah, and she has, all year long, she has baking kits. So she's doing the holiday baking kits, obviously, but throughout the year, if you need something that, you know, doesn't have nuts in it or soy or dairy or whatever it is, check out her website because she has kits all year long.
Excellent.
And under this same umbrella, for those who don't have food allergies and can enjoy a good old gluten, dairy, peanut-filled cookie.
Mouthful of nuts.
There's Dina's Cookie Couture, and she also offers at-home kits. However, hers are already baked. So she bakes the cookies, and then she ships them out to you for you to decorate.
Ah.
The kits include all of the decorating supplies you will need to make your festive cookies. She has this awesome, like, oversized elf cookie. It comes in three parts. That's how big it is.
Is that what we're looking at right now on the screen here?
No. So what we're... The elf cookie comes in three parts, and the kids can decorate it. But here's my idea. I'm just giving your elf ideas, but it would be a great idea if your elf maybe showed up one night with the elf cookie that your kids can decorate.
I love that idea. And right? The decorating is very... Oh, wait a second. Kathy's reaching for a bag. So she's got a gun!
No. No, what I have are the cookies.
Oh!
My
cookie. Look at that.
They have our names on them, and they're little elves. Yes, they're absolutely adorable.
Did you do this decorating?
No, this was actually done by her. She dropped these off for us the other day.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I have cookies for all of you. Okay?
That's such a great idea.
What's her name again, Kath?
Dina.
Awesome.
I thought you were coming over to get them.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so she also offers paint-your-own cookies, where the cookie is, you know, completely baked, and then it has a layer of icing over it, and she actually sends edible paints, and you can paint the cookies, and it's a fun activity for all ages to do at home. I like this one because you can choose when you do this. It doesn't have to be anything stressful for
you.
Love it.
Excellent.
All right, love it.
On to the next activity, and here we go.
Holiday activity.
Something else brand new that's taking place in the city is Franklin Frost at the Franklin Institute. It is a new seasonal experience with a focus on trains. So circling 300 feet of railway throughout the Institute,
whoa!
Hand-painted model trains travel on elevated tracks through a bustling city on a charming snow-covered valley and a glowing aurora night.
Are you guys psychos for, like, these train sets?
Yes.
I love them.
Yeah, I've been going to one for a long time, and not to derail from this one, Kathy, but the Brandywine
River. Derail,
yeah.
You did, I like that.
Down in Chad's Ford, there's one called the Brandywine River Museum, and they've done it for decades at this point, but I cannot wait to see this one at the Franklin Institute. It looks so cool.
And you know what? The Mars Arboretum, they have their Friday Night Lights. Their train set is awesome, and that just reminds me that you should look at the previous list, too. Like, obviously, you want to see what's new and what's happening, but you can go back and look at my list from years past because there's still great activities on
them. I'm doing something this Saturday, the Colebrook Dale.
Well, yes.
Polar Express train.
I have a little info for you.
All right.
So the centerpiece of Franklin Frost is the 25-foot sparkling Christmas tree in the atrium of the Institute designed to reflect the mysterious and magnificent night sky.
Wow.
Admission to Franklin Frost is free with your ticket to the Franklin Institute.
All right.
That's great.
Oh, Casey moved my cursor.
It's okay. I love that.
We're sharing the same screen here.
This is pretty.
This jingle. There we go.
Jane's Tea House in Haddon Heights, New Jersey is reinventing tea time with a little added holiday cheer.
Ooh.
Each of the parties have a different theme.
That's kind of a play on words.
Have a different themed menu that includes an unlimited pot of hot or iced tea. She has 30 flavors to choose from. You get scones, you get tea sandwiches, a tea cookie, and desserts.
Look at this stuff, Preston, on the screen here. This is,
love it.
And look, it's what, as they say, sinful.
And I'm a fan of scones.
Yes.
I'm all over that.
Shouldn't scones be less calories than they are?
Oh, my God.
But they're so good, I don't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm.
The activity in the name of that is in the name of that week's event. So she has a Tea with Santa, Ugly Sweater Tea Party, where you go, you wear your ugly sweater, a Mom and Me Christmas Party, and then a Pajama Paint Party, as well as a Christmas Cookie Scavenger Hunt. Everything listed on PrestonandSteve.com, all of her different parties will be listed there as well. But that's Jane's Tea House in Haddon Heights.
That's excellent. Holiday
Bubbly Goat Farm celebrates this wonderful time of year and opens up their small family-owned farm in Stockton, New Jersey with an event called Christmas with the Goats. So they decorate their barns that are on the farm. They have garland lights, everything all decked out. And you can book a 30-minute private session where you go and you'll snuggle and hang out with the friendly herd of goats.
Lest we forget, there were goats in the manger.
Right.
When the baby Jesus was born.
Yes. Hot cocoa is served along with other treats and also what I love if you're there. I mean, you're going out to a goat farm. You might as well do a little shopping.
That's what I always say.
They have a goat gift barn that's packed with items, including goat milk, soaps, lotions, skincare, candles, and laundry soap. All of their products are handcrafted on the farm and made with the fresh raw goat milk from their herd of dairy goats.
Preston, I know you, like me, we're goat guys.
I am a goat.
Love goats.
Goat cheese?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I've not had goat milk before, and I'm open to trying it.
This might be your entree.
So I send all the information over to Marissa, and she creates a beautiful web page for us, and she, you know, kind of adds like a little title to some of them. I love this one. It says, "Hey Delco, tote pick." There's a brand new outdoor skating rink in Delco. Flight on Ice at Veterans Memorial Rink. They're calling it Newtown Square, but Case, it's Edgemont, correct?
It's Edgemont. It's almost not Delco. It's so nice.
Okay. All right, so it's a new outdoor ice rink and pop-up winter village. You can expect fun for the whole family, including ice skating sessions, lounge area, heated tent, and great food and beverages. Tickets and family packages are already on sale. And there's also a flight on ice location in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. New this year at the Winter Wonderland at Renault Winery is a bigger outdoor ice skating rink in addition to the horse-drawn carriage rides, festive drinks, live entertainment, fire pits. They have local vendors and a festival of trees, as well as, of course, some wine while you're on the winery.
We're looking at the tree setup. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
Is there anything you can do?
Oh, sorry.
If you don't ice skate... Do they have any devices for non-ice skaters?
Well, they do have, like, the little...
Walkers?
Yeah, the little walker things.
Yeah, something you can hold on to.
But most of these ice skating rinks, all of the ones that I mentioned, come along with, like, a pop-up market or...
Oh, okay. So all right, awesome.
You don't have to skate if you don't want to.
All right, let me do this again. Holiday activity.
So this is my last one, and it's sort of a bonus at the end. And the reason why I did it as a bonus is because it was on last year's list, but it was so amazing, and they've had a little bit of an update that I want to give to everybody. So it's Colebrookdale Railroad.
Oh, yes.
And if you have not hopped aboard this railroad for one of their holiday excursions, you have to. There are a number of Polar Express rides and train rides for the kids during the holiday season. All of them are great, but I have to say this is my favorite.
So I went and did it last year, and I loved the way it's set up for whether you're an adult or a kid or whatever. Yeah. The whole layout, the train is awesome. It looks like right out of Polar Express. It's amazing.
Well, that's why I love it. So it's the Victorian charm, and they have heated coaches. It's roomy. You're not, you know, stuffed in there. There's plenty of room, so you can go for an enjoyable ride. You'll be comfortable when you go on this train.
And not to give too much away, Preston, but there's a point where you're going along and the train stops and you realize Santa's sleigh is broken down. Oh. So he comes on board and magic ensues.
Yeah, you see him outside of the window. He's waving the train down. The kids love it, and I kind of love it too. And per Steve's suggestion, get hot chocolate while you're on the train.
It's the greatest freaking hot chocolate I've ever had in my life.
You'll be
And I'm sure it's calorie free.
Yes, I'm sure it is. You'll be offered cookies and other treats. They sing carols. There'll be a gift for each child. And then the kids have an opportunity to talk to Santa or hand a letter over to Santa and take pictures while they're on the railroad.
This, as with all the things on your list, the attention to just taking the time to make it a special memory for people where they really throw their all into making it something that you... Say maybe you're a kid and you experience it now and remember it all the years of your life, how magical it was. So all of these things help preserve that for the holidays. I think that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah,
they've invested the time.
I asked Jace this year, is there one thing that you want to do? Because also I don't want to feel like I'm dragging him. Like, we're going ice skating again, you know. Yeah. And he was like, I want to do the train ride again.
There you go.
So that's why I added this back onto the list. Last year they added a decorated open air car, which I thought was one of the best parts of the whole train ride. It's where Santa sat last year. Santa's going to be inside this year, but you can walk out, you can explore, and you can see some of, if it's not too cold, you know, you'll see some of the ride while you're standing outside.
All right, so you don't have to stay out
there.
No, okay. No. And it goes through, you're going over Crick's Case and through, the area is just really beautiful.
And then new this year, they added another car. Steve, I don't know if you know about this, but it's the Ghost of Christmas Past car.
Ew.
So that is added back on to the list. So that is this year's holiday activity.
Yay!
I hope you like it. Wow. I do actually go out to these events. I do see a lot of people when I'm there. Make sure you say hi. And I will post on my social media at Kathy Romano 11. Every time I go somewhere, I use the hashtag Kathy's Holiday Activities and Kathy's Activities. And I also absolutely love, please tag me and use the hashtag so I can see these activities, because a lot of times I'll find some ideas for next year at smaller places like the Tea House in Haddon Heights. I didn't know about that. Somebody went there, tagged me in it, and it became an activity. So make sure I can see what you're doing too.
Awesome. You are covered for the next several weeks, friends. You can go to PrestonandSteve.com and you can get all of the information right there. And we have to play the song one more time as we wrap up the segment.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year. Maybe put it all on, cause so fun things work once, or even a mix of them both.
Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes.
African clothes.
I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm supposed to be telling you all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
All brought to you by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. Kathy Romano.
Yay!
Once again, great work.
I want one of those milkshakes now.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.